convention, perhaps the other one.
It's starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul. One is to feel and to experience the emah and the pachad of the impending Yemei Hadin. Yesterday and today is already Rosh Hashanah. Both as regards Elul, being in Hachonah, preparing ourselves, a time to prepare ourselves for the Yemei Hadin, and certainly viewing Elul as part of the Yemei Hadin as well. When our avoda during the month already is helping us to gain slifa and mafila from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. From both perspectives, the dominant mood of Elul goes beyond seriousness and relates to a pachad and to an emah. There's an interesting remez in Parshas Kisetze, the Zohar Chodosh, an interesting remez to this characteristic of Elul. It says in the Parsha of Yefas Toar, Uvachso es aviho v'es imon yeret yomi. And the Zohar says, Uvachso es aviho v'es imon yeret yomi. Dohi yarcho de Elul. This is the month of Elul. A month when a person cries and trembles is the month of Elul. And the Arizal says, "Aviha zu hakodesh baruch hu, ze hakodesh baruch hu, v'ima zu kneses Yisrael." Exact kavana of the Arizal's shot in the pasuk, I don't know. But it may well be, on a very superficial level, that since the Zohar is speaking about Elul as a month of Din, a month of Mishpat, so then the Pasuk would tell us, Vokso es aviho v'es imo, that it's a month when one, so to speak, cries because of awareness that he soon will stand for judgment before his Father in heaven. And this characterizes Klal Yisrael during the month. So in a very superficial sense, that's how I would relate the comment of the Arizal to the Pasuk, to the Zohar. And it may well be that this Zohar is a makor, another makor, for the Rabbeinu Yonah on Sefer HaYira. But Rabbeinu Yonah says explicitly, Mishenichnas Elul Ad Motso Yom Kippuri, Yi Yechore Yore Me'emes Hadir. From the beginning of Elul. We also mentioned, therefore, that it's our minhag to promote the shoulder starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The tour brings down the faucet. Yitaka shofar v'hir v'am moyata rada. And the Beis Yosef learns chat with us that it's the sound of the shofar itself that's mafki, that induces the emotion of fear and pachad within a person. There's two very interesting letters in Or Yisrael which are particularly relevant to Chodesh El. One of them, Rav Leib Kasman, Mashgiach in the Hebron Yeshiva, Zichrono Livracha, used to learn in the Yeshiva every year at Chodesh El. It's Mikhtov Zayin and Mikhtov Yudam, if you would like to study them inside. And essentially, what Rav Yisrael Salanter points out is that the shofar used to be adequate to awaken the person, to arouse an individual, to motivate our thinking and direct our behavior in Kodesh Hashem. The Yid would listen to the call of the shofar. We also mentioned the Shlach Hador says that during the blowing of the shofar in Elul, one should have the same type of kavanah as we have on Rosh Hashanah. And that was sufficient to bring a person into Elul, as Rav Kreiswirth said, to bring a person into Elul with his heart and with his mind and with his neshama, not just with his feet, to walk into Elul. But Rav Salanter said, even in his time, he said, but we see that that has changed now. And we hear the shofar every morning, and somehow the rest of the day, business as usual. Nothing changes. And he suggests three reasons for this. One of them, a rational reason, which he calls a siva gashmi. Another reason, a supernatural reason, a siva ruchni. The gashmi reason, he says, is caution, because during the whole year, we've gotten into our habits of learning, our habits of atonah, our habits of going to sleep late, of waking up late, habits of laziness, having it so automatically somebody asks you a favor and right away you think of an excuse why not to do it. I had a very interesting experience coming to the yeshiva today. I was preparing, I went home to prepare today. Then I had to take care of a couple of things in the area of Bayit Begat. And my niece and nephew had sent something with a yeshiva bacher in the Bayit Vegan area, sent a package for me. And I stopped by there Motsoi Shabbos, I left a message, and I got no response. I figured that I'll take a chance to try to hop the young man now, rather than do it on my way home tonight. So I stopped a fellow outside the street in front of the yeshiva, and I asked him if he knows Ploni Almoni. And he hesitates. And I knew why he was hesitating. Because he was afraid I would ask him, please go find him for me. I didn't want to walk into the Beis Medrash and disturb people, a stranger walks in. Now, I'm not the brightest person in the world, and I certainly don't consider myself a psychologist, but that was my intuitive feeling immediately. And sure enough, when he said, yeah, I know who he is, and then he turned to somebody else, I asked him, maybe you'll go up and get him for me, so he turned to somebody else and asked him if he would do it for me. You know, would you please go up and look for Ploni Almoni? And the other person says, well, I think he just went to the store, so I asked him if he'd do me a favor and come in the car, we'll go find him, which he did, and he went out of his way to help me. So we also get into habits of refusing to do people chassadim also. You'd be surprised. Sometimes somebody starts to ask you a favor, and as soon as you hear that he wants you to do something, that means going up three flights of stairs, or going down the block, or getting dressed, but maybe you've gotten undressed already, and even inconveniences, so right away you out of automatically we start to squirm and find some type of an excuse not to do the person the favor. So he said, that's all of a sudden, we turn the calendar, we see it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, we come into Yeshiva to Zuzman, we hear the Shofar. It doesn't work that easy for us to start changing. To start to daven with more kavana, to learn with more hasmada, to watch our lashon hara, to control the lashon hara, to go out of our way to do somebody a favor, to think how we can offer to do somebody a favor, not wait to be asked. So he said, when Elul comes, we have to overcome the inertia of a whole year. And it takes time. It's not easy to do that. Secondly, he says that every aveira that a person does brings a ruach of tuma upon the person. And that ruach of tuma also makes it very hard for us to start reversing our direction in various areas of avoidance Hashem. And thirdly, he says that the environment in which we find ourselves today is different than it used to be in Elul. Mewafonim kasher yodati kol ish otazu tmotzos mikol hakore kadosh elul. Acherto hamazud nosor pirio miskari ma'avodosim yisparashimu. There was a time, he said, that when they didn't even hear the shofar yet, but when they benched Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the shamans gave a clap on the tish of the Beis Medrash, and he said, Elul, Chodesh Elul, that already you saw an Emes Adin. His Talmidi mentioned that by Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, you could see that as the month of Elul progressed, and we got day by day closer to Rosh Hashanah, you could see, you didn't have to look on the calendar, you could see on his face the days of Elul passing. I had a very unusual experience, you know. This time that Rav Kreisworth was here, I spent much more time with him on this trip than I had in several previous visits that he made here. And especially the last week that he was here, the last few days, I was very aware of Mamish and Amos Hadid. He had a certain thing, he had certain things to take care of in the Ashdod, in the Bnei Brak area, which I helped him to be Mesader. And when I thought we're going home already from the Bnei Brak, he says, no, he says, it's before Yomim Neroyim, I can't leave without going to Rav Shach to get a bracha. And you could Mamish see, like an Amos Hadid upon his face. And then he wanted to go to some other people to get brachas from them. I mean, a person that people can stand in line and get brachas from him. But Mamish, and I saw during the week, he expressed it several times in different ways, how Mamish, the Yomei Hadin are coming. Maybe because I spent more time with him than usual, so I made the impression upon it. Mamish could see upon him the Yomei Hadin. And now we live in an environment where we don't see that so easily upon people. As a matter of fact, it's not only we don't see it, we see the opposite. Understand, we come into Elul from a month or two vacation, understand, when we're traveling, or we go to summer camps or bungalow colonies. So we come into Elul from a type of behavior pattern which is antithetical, diametrically opposed to the whole concept of the Amen and Kappa that we may see. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter tells us, that's why it's no wonder that we hear the shofar in the morning, try to have kavana, but the influence of the shofar dissipates almost as quickly as the sounds disappear. And therefore he says that for our doiras particularly, There is no more effective way to prepare ourselves for Yemei HaDin than learning Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Yirah Shamayim, Sforim of Hashkofes, Sforim on Tikkun HaMidos. And the learning of Musar is a constant daily injection of Yirah Shamayim that will prepare us properly for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Without that, it is impossible. He mentions as an interesting comparison for a person who tried to work on himself and tried to improve any aspect of his Avodas Hashem without Musar and Yirah Shamayim, Sifrei Musar and Yirah Shamayim. He says it's like a person who doesn't have eyes and he tries to see, or a person wants to hear and he has no ears. He said, that's the same thing. A person wanting to try to do tshuva, trying to prepare himself for Yemei HaDin without appreciating the importance of learning Musar regularly and with proper conscientiousness and proper consistency. I mentioned in the beginning of this man, the first Shabbos of Elul, I mentioned how interesting it was to me to notice that in the parshas of the Chumash, from the Eschanon, Ekev, Re'ev, how in these parshas the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael is emphasized. And I pointed out this because the whole concept of tshuva rests upon the love that Hashem has for us as a father has for a child. And over Shabbos, just mamish the last few days, over Shabbos I made a very similar observation, which also never registered upon me before. And I noticed how in these parshiyos, from the Eschanon through Kisetse, that each of the parshiyos has a very special emphasis upon the importance of learning Musar and Sifrei Yirah. For example, in Parshas Ekev, the Gemara says in Brachas Mamed Gimel, Omer Rabbi Hanina, Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim, Shenemar Ve'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shol Minko, Ki'im Miyirah Es Hashem Elokecho. Rabbi Itzel Petterberger and Shari Gore comments upon this chazam on the pasuk. He says, what's the chiddush? I mean, if you take away the pirah bakshis, there's no purpose for man and oyo nasa. So what's the big chiddush called bidei shemayim? The Gemara tells us something phenomenal. The pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shol Minko, tells us all bidei shemayim, this year is shemayim. What's the chiddush? The Bissel Petterberger says, the Torah is machadesh to us that Yirah Shamayim is not something that's inherent in human nature, as other fears are. He develops the whole concept in a very interesting context in the first few letters in Share Or. A person has a natural fear of danger. You don't have to work to fear fire. Child learns very quickly not to put his hand in fire. It takes a little bit longer to learn not to run into a busy street without looking both ways. The person doesn't need a chinuch to be afraid and frightened of dangerous situations. So the Torah wants to tell us that Yirah Shamayim is left to the bechira chofshis of man. That Hashem did not make it part of human nature in order to permit us the freedom of choice. If Yirah Shamayim would be part of human nature, then a person would never choose to do an avir. He would only do what's right. But because Yirah Shamayim is not part of human nature, therefore we have the Bechira Chofshis. And similarly, he develops the concept as well that by studying Musar and Yirah Shamayim, it's also a chidush in the human psyche, that we can implant Yirah Shamayim upon ourselves. We can strengthen our Yirah Shamayim. The Mesilas Yesharim, the Hadamah to the Sefer, also touches upon this point. Ein divrei Hasidus, v'nyanei hayira b'ahava, v'taharas alev, devoyim, devorim mutvoyim b'odom. Achemo yitzdorku emsoim ignosam. Yirishamayim chatsidus taras alev. These are not things that come natural to a person. So that you don't have to invest any effort or focus in order to acquire them. Ela yimotsu oisum b'neyodom b'atzimom. It comes automatically, just like you have other natural parts, natural aspects of our behavior, sleeping, waking, being hungry, being satisfied. You know, there are some people who recognize that Yerushalayim is not part of human nature, but they think that Yerushalayim is something that you get automatically. You just have to be in a yeshiva, go into a full yeshiva, and you don't ever have to open up a yeshiva. You just sit and you learn, and you daven, and you're a good talmid, and automatically you get Yerushalayim by osmosis. There's some type of a ruchniistic process of osmosis by which the Yerushalayim seeps into the pores of the person. And it doesn't work that way either. That the Yerushalayim, a person has to go out of his way to learn what Yerushalayim is, and to learn Hashkafas HaKoyim, and then to work to make them part of Israel. And this concept is introduced to us initially in Parshas Vayeschanan, and is repeated in Parshas Re'eh, and in Parshas Shoh. In Vayeschanan, it says as follows, Yom Asher Amadatom Yivnei Hashem Elokecho Bechoresh, V'yamor Hashem Enai Akel Miyesavon V'yashmi Enes Devoroi, Asher Yumadun L'yira Osi, that they should learn to fear me. It just could have said, Asher L'yira Ashmiyin Devorai, L'yira Osi, that they should have Yira of me. It said that they should learn to fear me. Not on this pasuk, but on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the Mesilas Yesharim learns that meaning from this lashon. It says there by Meiser Sheni that they have the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, Maman Tilman, Le'yira es Hashem Melokecha Kolayim, that they should learn Yerushalayim, the Yidden who would go to Yerushalayim, beat the Meiser Sheni, and they were there for a month. And they have contact with the Kohanim and the Levites, the whole era of Yerushalayim and the Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash. They learned Yerushalayim. They didn't pick it up, even just by leaving Yerushalayim. Laman Tilma, you have to be, and you have to eat the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that you should learn Yerushalayim. And we find the same limud in Parshas Shoftim, in Parshas Malachim. Remember, it said there that the melech has to write for himself a sefer Torah. Hoyaso imo v'kara bo koyamei chayo naman yumad liyira es Hashem Eloko. Again, it says yumad liyira es Hashem Eloko. That it's only move. A person understands he can't learn the sifted nidorim by osmosis. A person understands he can't know Shulchan Aruch if he doesn't learn it, if he doesn't chazer the halachot. The same thing is true in this area of Avodas Hashem. The Yerushalayim is a chokhmah that requires limud, and it requires effort. It requires iyun, and it requires betiyus, and it requires chazorah, like any other area of Torah. The only difference is that we have a Messiah from our Rebbe's that to learn a half hour a day of Sifrei Hashkof and Yerushalayim is sufficient. We don't have to learn more than that. That's the Mesorah that we're Mekabel. The person doesn't have to learn, but if he learns that regularly and conscientiously, that will be able to have the desired effect upon him. I was thinking this Shabbos morning, this past Shabbos morning, either during Kriyas HaTorah while I was being offered the Sedra, But you know, an interesting thought came to me also on the same line. It says at the end of Parshas Zohar, it's a Shirosa Mofar Mome, it says, V'yato yefi yodeya v'mo yore yamoki. Most of the portion learned the Moyari Elohim knows that among the past when he attacked Al Yisrael. The Nitzit says, the Moyari Elohim goes on Al Yisrael. So you know it's a pattern. Just shortly before Amoy attacked Al Yisrael, Al Yisrael went through the Yam Suf for Yar Yisrael, Es Yodak Doma, Shirasa Hashem. Vayiru ha'om es Hashem, ve'aminu b'Hashem l'v'moshe avdo. The Chumash tells us, Vayiru ha'om es Hashem. The Nei Yisrael came to a gewaltig madreig of Yirah Shemayim as a result of the extraordinary hashgacha pratis that they saw at Kriyas Yamsu. The Netziv says, particularly the posseks referring to the fact that they saw every mitzvah get the type of death that he deserved because of the way he related to the Jews. Like Rashi brings down in part, the more righteous of them sunk down like a piece of lead, others like stone, others like cash. And that was Moyadim. When they saw the Midas Hadin so exactly, Midot and Eged Midot, they got a tremendous dard of Yerushalayim. It's about these same in Israel a few days later. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Yorah Yalokim, it's mamish frightening. So you see from here that it's not only that it requires constant effort for a person to make a kinyan in Yerushalayim, in Ashkofas of Torah and so on, but if we don't continue it, then we lose whatever we may have achieved and whatever we may have accomplished. It's not something that you can just work to earn like money in a bank and then you put it there and it stays there. It doesn't stay there. It evaporates unless we're constantly being mechazek ourselves. Parish of the Gon in Mishlei, Rav Aronson mentions it many times. We've had occasion to refer to it in the yeshiva also. If we would learn it every day before the Musa Seder, it would not be too frequent. But the Valtic Rod, Parish Dan of Pasuk Yud Gimel in Mishlei, by the way, Rav Aron Kupfer's Ebronimi Bracha always had the Gon in Mishnah, always had it with him. Wherever he went, he went into the car, he took with his Mishnah. He had it on his table always. Talmidim and Mishnah made it told me the same thing, but I saw it personally when he was in Miami visiting. The Pasuk says like this, Ha-Hazek U-Musr Al-Perek Nitzreho that grab strong hold of Musar and don't release your grip even for a moment. Guard it zealously and cherish it, because it's your very life. And the Gong says as follows, Echoz es a Musar shehiskaltobo the tachazik is atzim for. You've opened up a Musar Seder, you started to learn, hold on to it for dear life and don't let go. Al Perek, don't loosen your grip, afilu lefi shah, he's tadigon taichishur. Even for temporarily, don't loosen your grip. Nitzreho, on the contrary, you should protect your Seder by making kavruses, by asking Avreikin to learn with you, by talking over Ashkofas with a Rebbe. Nitzreho, you should guard the Seder. Adrabah, Tosif, Tomid, Gedorim, U'mitzvahs, Al-Musar, keep thinking, what can I do to be mechazek that aspect of my learning that I should not come to any rifyon and musr? But a rifyon and musr means a rifyon and everything, and learning is needed in bein adam ha-mokom, bein adam ha-chaveh, everything starts to smack him off. And then the Gong talks about the Sefer of the Pasuk, ki icha yeva, because it's your very life. Masha adam chai, kidei nishpor masha lo shofar adheno. What are we living for? What are we asking the Eberster to give us a shnas chayim and bracha for? That we can continue to improve ourselves and work in areas that we haven't developed sufficiently until now. That's what we're being mispalled for. Therefore, you constantly have to be mischazek in musr, because that's the key to your self-improvement and your self-edification, and you're constantly striving for shleimus and ruchnius. The Gaon is not speaking about Chodesh Elul. The Gaon's not speaking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, about the Aseret and the Tshuva. The Gaon's talking about every day of the year. But his words particularly should manage to penetrate our minds and our hearts now, as we approach the Yemei Hagid, as we find ourselves in the midst of the Yemei Hagid. The Self of Amta refers to Gans Chodesh Elul as Yomim Noroya, not just the 3 days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We find ourselves now in these days when we are praying for our lives, we're praying for the lives of our loved ones. So it particularly at this time, should the Pasuk strike a most responsive chord in our neshama. Nitzrecha, you should guard it zealously, the limud of Musar and Hashkofas in Yerushalayim, ki hi chayecha, because our very lives depend upon it.